Good morning and welcome to the conference call of LONGi Waste Technology AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. William Jehuda Wang.
Good morning and good afternoon for the audience. I'm William Wang from LONGi Waste Technology AG, CFO and Executive Director. So we already announced the press release. Today I'm focused on the Q&A, just ask your questions. So anyone to ask the question?
For questions, please press star one on your touch-tone telephone. Thank you.
Wait. 我已经进了。
We have one question from Mr. Stefan Wolf from Warburg Research. Mr. Wolf, may we have your question, please?
Sure. Good morning, William. Hi.
Good morning.
I have basically two questions. First question is regarding the business of small and mid-sized MSW incinerators or medical waste. Did you receive any orders in the fourth quarter or in the first quarter of these smaller projects? Shall I ask the second question after your answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Please go on.
Okay. Second question then would be, obviously, you have some difficulties in translating your very impressive order backlog into revenues. Obviously, you have some problems in the realization of the bigger projects. There should be some delays in the single projects. Perhaps you can share the reasons for these delays with us.
Okay. So for the first question about the small one, right, this market actually, the recovery very, very slowly. So in this year, right, we are not so impressive by this market recovery. And anyhow, the small one maybe can see some new audit in the this year, I mean the 2011. And for the second question, because we already explained some reasons, so I further say more about that, right? The reason is because the approval delay of the government in some technical area, right? As we mentioned before, when we finished the Datong project, we calculated how much approval we got from the government, right? The total approval is about 200-300 approvals. So any delay of this kind of approval, right, will delay our construction progress because we are listed in the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. So we want to follow all the regulations and the laws, not only in Germany but also in China. And actually, in the 2009 and 2010, right, some medias in China, they are misleading the public and some local governments because they think the environment protection effect of the waste-to-energy plant is not so good, right? So LONGi and the central government actually did a lot of activity in this area through the TV report, newspaper, and other conference, tried to explain the real very environment effect of the waste-to-energy plant, right? Actually, if we according to the standard of the EU, right, this technology is taken by this technology is used by the LONGi, right? It will be very, very clean, right? So no worries about that, especially, you know, in the last year, CCTV, the central government, central China TV station, have a special report, 45 minutes, right, to show the audience and the local government how clean the technical used by the Zhongde and the Western countries, right? So audience can see from this program to know the advanced technical of the off-gas cleaning system, right, can be let the off-gas very, very clean. So the worries and arguments of these kind of worries tend to be calmed down in the in these 2 years, right? And especially in the March 2011, Mr. Wen Jiabao, the premier of the Chinese government, premier minister of the Chinese government, announced a very strong supporting to the waste-to-energy plant. So, you know, this is send a very strong signal, say, now the central government, they already made, you know, their decision not only in their mind, but also in the detailed measure to support this kind of waste-to-energy plant, right? So there is no worry, you know, in this area. So the local government, they will follow the central government's decision and the signal, right, to accelerate their approval in different area of this waste-to-energy plant construction approval. Because as you know, as the local government officer, the safe way they are doing is wait until the argument in China, have a conclusion, right? So the safe way is for them is a wait to delay some approval. So for them, right, they always want to make most safety decisions. So that's the reason. And I think this situation will be, you know, improve greatly in this year because now everything is very clear. The attitude of the central government and the result of the environment protection effect of the waste-to-energy plant is very clear. So everything will be fine in the this year. So that's the question answer.
Yes, sir. Thank you, William.
You're welcome.
Next is Mr. Jeremy Hicks from Green Dragon Fund. Mr. Hicks, may we have your question, please?
Hi, good morning, William.
Good morning, Jeremy.
I would like to please ask what percentage of completion for the existing EPC and DOT projects there was at the end of Q4 2010 and where you see those at the end of first half 2011 and at the end of full year 11. Will any of these be finished?
And we can put it in this way, right? The percentage, you can see it, you know, we announced the annual report 2 week later, but I can tell you, right, we plan to finish the 3 projects at the end of 2011, right? And the 2 projects will be a little bit delayed to the first quarter of 2012. So most of them, you know, always, you know, most of these projects will be finished at end of this year. Although not fully finished of the 2 of these projects, but it's very close to finish because, you know, Q1 2012, right, is very close to the end of this year.
Okay, thank you. Could you tell me when Jucheng, Dingzhou, and Gaokao are planned to be finished?
Jucheng will be finished end of this year, right? Dingzhou will be in the first quarter of next year. Jucheng, Dingzhou, and which one?
Gaokao.
Zhaoke will be this year, 2011.
And Xianning?
Xianning will be the first quarter of next year.
And New Shaohang?
Should be this year.
Should be this year. Was any of that started in Q4?
Pardon me?
Did you start construction on New Shaohang in Q4?
New Shaohang?
The EPC, New Shaohang EPC project.
New Shaohang. Let me wait a moment. New Shaohang.
William, it's Jeremy here. The Zaodong and Shaohang, it would appear that
Zaodong, we haven't begun yet.
But you know, these orders were announced in 2009.
Yes, but we, as you know, different, local government, they have, different requirements. So we, according to their requirement, to arrange our starting date of the progress, construction.
So with these five pending projects, which have been delayed for so long,
mm-hmm.
there have also been no new projects.
About the Zaodong, right? Although we are not started yet, but we plan we are, finish maybe at the end of the 2013.
Yes, but there's the order book after these five projects, if they are completed by the end of this year or the first half of next year, there are no other orders at all that have been announced that are the order book. There will be no more order book after that.
Order book, if you're talking about the new order intake, right, we will announce the one EPC project in 2011 and the one, BOT the same, also in the 2011.
But why is the announcement for these taking so long, though?
Yes, I already, explained it to you several times. It's, under the internal approving of the Zhongde. But finally, it will be approved, I'm sure of that. And we will have the new supervisory board, at end of this month. I think we should have some result of that.
And William, the outlook and visibility for overseas orders?
Mm-hmm. The overseas orders and mostly closing to announce is some EPC projects located in the Asia. We will have some result in this year.
This year, you think?
Yeah.
And are there any other developments that you can speak about that shareholders could look forward to?
We are very conservative, right? So, most approval we can announce, I already said, but I'm kind of sure, right? We have other project under negotiation now.
Right. And the cash position of the company?
Still very strong. If you want to see the audited figure, right, it only, 2 weeks later, but I can promise it's still very strong.
Right.
As I said.
Yeah. Yeah. But wouldn't that, in the circumstances, be better used, as I've said before, that be used to conduct an ongoing share buyback? Because it would appear the delays in the new projects could be a long time, and would it not be a better way to use the shareholders' funds?
You mean the share back buyback program, right? And the first program we already finished, right? And of course, we will discuss if we will raise the second one in the coming supervisory board meeting, right? Because actually, we think even current price of the share, right, is still very low, and we have a lot of cash on hand. But you know, there are two choices to use that. One is to continue the second buyback program. The other is we put this kind of cash into the BOT construction. So that's this depends on the decision of the supervisory board meeting.
Yeah, but if the BOT constructions are going to continue to be delayed, as they have done throughout 2010, my question is that if the delays are still going to continue, then possibly would it not be better to consider other methods of using that cash, such as an ongoing or second share buyback?
So what's your point? What's your question?
Well, the question, William, is that it would appear that the BOT projects are going to be substantially delayed further. So therefore, if one looks at the cash position of the company at the moment, then conservatively one could say the cash position of the company is around about $7.60 cash, and it's just an effective way to possibly, or more effective way to use that cash.
Mm-hmm. So we will raise that kind of points to the supervisory board meeting. We will discuss that, and after that, right after the public of the annual report, right, maybe we will have other, you know, the investors conference call.
Right.
Then we can discuss that later.
You'll be discussing the payment of a dividend also?
Dividend, you know, as the management, right, we will, you know, propose the almost the same as before, right? I think that's the policy of the Zhongde, so we are waiting to the approval, right? So I think that's no problem of that. Each year we will give some dividend to the shareholder.
Yes. And my last question, just on the supervisory board, William, is Herr Zark, Mr. Zark, is it Mr. Zark or Dr. Zark?
Mr. Zark, right?
Yes.
What do you say, right?
Yeah, I just wondered if you should be addressed as Mr. or Doctor.
Mr., I think.
Thank you very much, William.
Thank you.
We have no further questions at the moment. For further questions, please again press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. We have another question from Mr. Jeremy Hicks from Green Dragon Fund. Mr. Hicks, may we have your question, please?
Hi, William. It's Lawrence again. I thought I'd take the opportunity to ask a question, as there are no others.
You're welcome.
Do you have an idea as to what you think revenue or profit might be for full year 2011?
2011, right? Because we have, you know, the three projects will be finished, right? And the two projects almost finished. So this year the revenue and profit will be very good, and I think we will release some figure in the annual report.
So you will release a figure as to what you think it might be for full year 11. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
For further questions, please again press star 1. We have no further questions, Mr. Wong.
Okay, thanks everybody for the questions, and see you next time.
We would like to thank Mr. Wong and all participants of this conference. Thank you and goodbye.